Gold Central Victoria. It's 20 past seven. The wake-up call with Robbo this morning. Good morning to you. Well, one of the ideal jobs I reckon that politicians have is when they can hand out good news. It's always better than the other side of it, that's for sure. And we're very pleased to have Senator Sarah Henderson with us this morning with some good news for the Central Victoria area. I do hope, though, that this interview doesn't go awry, because Sarah did tell me that she didn't have time to grab a coffee this morning. Sarah, I'm sorry about that.
Mark, you are always my priority. I can get back in the coffee queue, no problem at all. Great to join you this morning.
Great to have you with us too. And yesterday, of course, you were in the region, Castlemaine in particular. Some great news for a multi-million dollar contract that's going to help jobs and help the economy of the area as well.
Mark, absolutely. On behalf of the Deputy Prime Minister and the Infrastructure Minister, Michael McCormack, I was absolutely delighted to announce that Voslo Kojifa, which has its headquarters in Castlemaine, has won an $80 million contract to provide some 200 new rail turnouts for the big inland rail program from Melbourne to Brisbane. So this is a very, very significant contract, which will deliver more than 30 new jobs and, of course, be a massive boost for Central Victorian manufacturing.
Yeah. It's great news, too, just from the broader perspective, too, that, you know, companies in regional Victoria can pitch, not only pitch, but get jobs worth so much and get contracts worth so much. I mean, it's not like it's a small one, 80 mil. I mean, that's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money, and it's a very big contract, and it's a very important contract, because these turnouts or switches, of course, are the mechanisms which allow a train to turn from one track to the next, or to cross over from one track, going from over one track. So they're very highly engineered. It's very innovative work, very precise. And as I said to all of the workers yesterday, in Castlemaine, it is a great credit to them that this contract has been won, because these turnouts are so critically important for the inland rail and, of course, so important for the safety of the inland rail.
And the jobs, the 30-odd jobs you mentioned there too, are they going to be able to be sourced locally? Because you said there is some specific expertise, obviously, that's needed in building those, but they'll come primarily from the local pool?
They will indeed. Most people who will be hired, including apprentices, will be in the Castlemaine region. So that is absolutely brilliant news. Voslo also plans to build a new factory, so a state-of-the-art factory supported by some additional funding that the federal government has provided, some $1 million for new machinery. And so that will mean more construction jobs as well. So over 5 years, this contract will last and, of course, be a really significant boost for the Castlemaine community. And I was there yesterday, of course. I had lunch in the town, and I must say it really does seem to be buzzing. And the news at Voslo was, I think, resonating throughout the town. But as a member of the Morrison government, we know, Mark, how important jobs are to our economic recovery. We've had such a tough year. It has been so trying on so many Australians, and we've been very proud to stand shoulder to shoulder with Australians as we have delivered massive economic support, not just manufacturing, of course, JobKeeper, the Home Builder Program, JobSeeker, all of the support that we have provided to businesses, cash flow boost, and, of course, a massive health response as well. We can be incredibly proud of how we as a nation have got through COVID-19. But, of course, there is more hard work to be done. And one of my personal passions is doing everything we can to develop more homegrown manufacturing. And so that's why I think this announcement is just so incredibly exciting.
Yeah, absolutely. And just finally, before you leave us, too, great that a bit of money was chipped in, too, for the Castlemaine State Festival as well. We had the director on the show, Glenn Roberts, the other day, and it's a fantastic lineup and a terrific festival.
Oh, look, absolutely. And I was so impressed with their new building. The building is absolutely wonderful. And the Morrison government have actually supported their new building with a grant under the Building Better Regions Fund. And stage one is looking fabulous. Of course, they've secured some more money for stage two. But the festival program is really exciting. So we've provided, under a special program, almost $200,000 to support the festival be COVID safe, because of course that's a very big investment. They can't have the same size venues, and a lot of work has to be done to ensure that people can attend in a COVID safe way. And then there was also another grant through Festivals Australia for opening night. So really, it's an incredibly exciting program, and the Morrison government has been so proud to support what is a very, very big event on the arts calendar in central Victoria.
Yeah, terrific. Well, Sarah, lovely to have you on the show once again. Thank you for that. You haven't bitten my head off. So listen, get back on that coffee queue now and get a bit of caffeine into you. And listen.
No, I'm feeling very sprightly after our chat, but I will go and grab a coffee. And as always, Mark, it's always great to talk to you.
Thanks very much. All the best.
Take care. Thanks, Mark. Bye.
Senator Sarah Henderson joining us on the show.